Today's going to be a fun one. My asthma is in high gear. My sinuses are running. I've got a scratchy throat. You might hear me sniffle or cough or sneeze. You know what? I think I know why. I think it's because I'm old. And you know what? That's kind of where we're going today. So let's see how this whole podcast ends up. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Like I said at the beginning, you might hear me cough, clear my throat, blow my nose. I mean, it's something just got into me today. Hope you're doing better than I am. Hey, I just want to let you know, Well-Built Supplements is Brandon LaRue, who is a part of our podcast, David Lyons Community. He's on our board, and he's got a special going on right now with Well-Built Kettlebells. He owns both those, Well-Built Kettlebells and Well-Built Supplements. He's got 2 free weeks of training in the week of December that might get you in shape and light a fire for you for the new year to get everything rocking and rolling. So make sure you check that out. At least go to Facebook, Well-Built Kettlebells, and or you might find the link on the Well-Built Supplements webpage. But shout out to Brandon for all the cool things he's doing. Also, you can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Thanks for all the comments. I know many of you have been busy with Christmas and Thanksgiving and things coming up and the new year. And I appreciate any time you reach out to me. It means a lot. And those of you who've been sharing some of the podcasts from the past, your favorites, ideas, thoughts, and turning others onto that, thank you. Again, when you rate the podcast, it ups the podcast in the search engine and allows people to find it faster, quicker, easier. And again, at this point, I know there are a lot of women out there listening. Welcome to the David Alliance if you are. But thanks again for sharing the podcast and rating it. It means the world to me. Now, let's talk about how we hear things. How do we hear things? I always laugh because early on in marriage, when my wife would say, "How do I look?" I'd say, "You look fine." And man, she did not like that. She's like, "I don't want to look fine. I want to look good. I want to look great." I said, "Okay, I mean, you look great. You really do. Why did you say fine?" "Because I'm in a hurry, okay? And I just, you know, you look fine, let's go." She'd go, "Well, I don't like fine. I don't want to be fine." So if I would say it like this, "Man, you look fine." Well, a whole different meaning. But the thing was, is we interpret things and hear things differently. And when my boys were young and they were in sports, and I'd say, "Good job," they thought I said, "You're the greatest at this sport ever in the world." And that's just that bubbling enthusiasm and arrogance that you sometimes have. But it reminds me of levels of maturity in us as men and women, especially if you are in any type of ministry or just a diehard Christian. You know, I remember John Maxwell years ago talking about different levels of ministry. He said the first level is the give me level. You know, it's all about me. Then he says the next level is the use me level. You know, we have a little bit of wisdom and we want to get really involved and we want God to use me into my ultimate potential. And then we move on to the third level, which is the make me. And now it's like, you know what? I realize more than ever, I just want to be like Christ. And then finally, and this is where I'm at more and more, is the search me level, where we realize probably the most important thing is just intimacy with Jesus. And you're like, "Man, God, if there's anything in my life that's keeping me from knowing you, get it out of my life now." And so as we grow in these levels of maturity in our spiritual walk and in all areas of life, it makes me realize that the things that we hear, whether it's from parents, kids, family, spouse, we have to have a better level of understanding when we hear things. See, if you have any type of position of leadership or authority, whether that's just the husband of the house or the father, or maybe you're a pastor or maybe you're the boss, we have to understand that those types of positions magnify everything. And the greater the position, the more it magnifies. In fact, it will take what is said and it will sometimes, if you are really at the top of your game, it will be this giant megaphone. What do I mean by that? Well, if you have a pretty high up position in an area, again, any of the ones that I've mentioned and more, and you're criticized, in your mind, it'll sound worse. It'll be more than just the simple criticism. It'll be monstrous. Maybe this will cost me my job. Maybe my marriage is ending. Maybe my kid will never talk to me again. And if you're complimented, the same thing. You'll take it greater than it's worth. You'll think, wow, I am really good at this. I mean, people are really lucky to have me here. I've really grown. I've really made a difference. And also, if you're insecure, you'll become even more insecure. And the flip, if you're secure, you'll be even more secure. But here's the thing. These are all positive and or negative depending upon how we hear them. So you've got to hear them in the right tone, in the right voice, or should we say, in the right mind. It's talking about being completely dependent upon God. See, if you're 18 and listening to this, or you're 81 or older, hey, Dad, thanks for listening, you understand, or if you do understand, that it comes down to hearing things through God's viewpoint, hearing things through God's word, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, John Wesley, he was one of the greatest preachers, I mean, within the last couple hundred years, major move of God. He would tell people all the time, don't climb up into the trees or hang out the windows when I preach, because the Spirit of God might hit you and you might fall and break your back or, you know, bust open your head. Not that he wouldn't heal them, but I mean, that's the kind of guy we're talking about. And it would have been very easy for John Wesley to just rely on his position, on his authority, if you will, after a while. But you know what he did? Every 7 years, he burned all of his sermons. He said, I want to stay completely humble and dependent on God, on what he says and what he does and who he is. And he tried to filter everything in his life, everything that was said and done, situations, circumstances, everything. He filtered it through the Word of God. He tried to filter it through the Holy Spirit so that when something was said or done to him, he would see it the way God saw it. Pretty amazing, right? Look, here's the deal. We hear a lot of things, and unless we can really hear it in the right light, we're like the person who can't admit they're wrong because they love themselves more than the truth. And even though something is spoken in the truth, if we don't hear it in God's eyes, if we don't hear it through God's ears, if we don't hear it through God's spirit, however you want to try to take that, it's going to be magnified. And here, this will throw a wrench at you. If you aren't a leader, you're just an average guy, but you deal with insecurity, the same thing will happen. You'll hear things twisted. If you're just an above average person and you've got a few things going, you'll still hear things twisted. If you're a chiropractor, or you're a carpenter, or you're a doctor, or a construction worker, or you're a tax collector, or whatever it is, unless you're truly plugged into the Holy Spirit, you and me will always hear things a little twisted. I have to be honest with you, a long time ago, somebody said and did something about me, and it really bothered me. It was someone who was on my staff, and what they did, it wasn't really a huge thing. It just irritated the heck out of me. And so I had to keep wrestling with why? And then finally, I took it to God. I said, God, why does this bother me so much? And he said, it's because it makes you feel out of control. I was like, you're right. You're right. It does make me feel out of control. And then he was quick to say, you know, if you weren't in control and you let me be in control, it wouldn't bother you at all. I remember going, yeah, that's probably true, God. If I really allowed you to be in control, then what was said or done to me really wouldn't bother me that much. And so at that point, I tried to do just this. Filter it not through my position, not through my personality, not through my bank account, not through my self-esteem, but filter it through the power of the Holy Spirit and through God's Word. You might be surprised how you start to hear things. And in fact, it might be some of the greatest encouragement that comes through criticism. It might be some of the greatest advice that comes through applause. And all in all, it might be those things that would normally just slip by you that the Holy Spirit says, whoa, 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 let's sift that through. Let's listen to that again. And you might grow tremendously because of it. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.